Mia, we finally yesterday got the position from the Liberals on net zero. Where do you think they go from here? I mean, yes, they've dumped net zero. They're still signed up to the Paris Agreement. I can't see this playing out particularly well in the long term for Susan Lee. Chris Bowen was out there today. He's accusing the Liberals of being dinosaurs. Surprise, surprise. Here he is.
If the Liberal Party, as you except are the ones making the argument that somehow renewables aren't the cheapest form of energy, then they fly in the face of every bit of economic evidence. They want to show continually they're dinosaurs who reject science and who reject economics.
We see a Chris Bowen, the more likely the coalition is going to claw their way back at the next election. He was hidden during the last campaign. So what do you make of the week? I mean, we're going to get a joint coalition policy on climate on Sunday. Has Susan Lee done the right thing? Will she survive?
Well, yes, I think Susan Lee has done the right thing. I think dumping net zero was a long time coming. Many Australians have been waiting for the coalition to make the leap here so that finally, we can have a contest of ideas. However, this is just the beginning. There is a long, long way to go because you cannot have a contest if you do not have clarity of conviction. And this is where my concern is with the Liberal Party. The Liberal Party will not be able to follow through with this conviction if they do not know why it is that they are proceeding with this argument, if they don't know what their values are. And I'm not sure the Liberal Party has done the work yet to actually understand from a values perspective why it is that they're dumping net zero. And that's why we're kind of seeing this mess bubble to the surface where we're saying we're still involved in Paris, we're still committed to Paris, we're still committed to reducing emissions, yet we're not committed to net zero, we're going to dump that. So it's an awfully confusing message that's coming out, and I'm not sure that unless they get this message really, really clear and they stand behind their convictions, that they'll actually be able to carry this argument to the end.